So, because the easiest way to take modulus in a computer is to mask with a bunch of ones, you choose the modulus usually to be a power of 2. So 2 to the 31 is quite nice, because that means that you just you just look at the last 32 bits. So you multiply 2 single position numbers, get a double position number, and take the single position, lower position, the low order bits. And so, so this, for instance, in our early, this was the random number generator we used to use in the beginning of time when we first did computations. And so this is not the best random number generator, but it's certainly an adequate random number generator, which we did a lot of physics with, and it was actually the one we used as our when we did statistical physics and quantum chromodynamic simulations on the hypercube. So you can see what you do here is you initialize the old random number. You have an old random number. You multiply by A, which is this ingenious number here. You add C, which is obviously a very well chosen number here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not so sensitive. Mask picks the lower 31 bits, and then you reset the current value of the random number to be the newly calculated one, and this gives you a number between 0 and 2 to the 31 minus 1, and so you convert it into a floating point number between 0 and 1 by dividing by 2 to the 31. So these three lines here generate random numbers for you, pseudo-random numbers. So I must admit, before I knew about random number generator, it never occurred to me that three lines of C code could generate a random number for you. So, and this is a reasonable generator.